Thank the Lord tonight for the privilege to be here in the tent meeting in Prague. We've been doing much praying and seeking the Lord that He would bless us. With your permission, I would just like, before we get into the message, I'd like to share with you the way that I've been praying. And I trust you have too, and we can be praying together in this meeting. I have been praying that the Holy Spirit would open up the windows of heaven and pour out an anointing in our midst like we haven't seen for a long time. It's the way I've been praying. Do you know that we live in such a troubled world? And I know that God blesses us, and I believe God has work to be done in this area. And I believe God has work to be done in my life and in your life. And I've just been asking the Lord that anybody, whether it's someone that's been around the saints or someone that's new, that when they open up their car doors and step, just even on these grounds, that the presence of God would be so strong that the spirit of conviction would rest. And you know, it is God is the message giver tonight. We are not here in this meeting here. We're not here to entertain. We're not here to make people just feel good, but we are gathered together at this week of meeting, begging God and entreating Him to meet us with His Holy Spirit. So I would just ask you to join with me in seeking God this week, that we would have a heart open. I don't want to interfere the presence of the Holy Ghost, but that when we come together, we could open up our hearts and that the Lord would be blessed and see fit to meet with us in every service. I appreciate the song that was sung. Have you heard that He loves you tonight? I am so thankful to have the friend that was sung about tonight. Jesus never promised us that life would be without tears. He never promised that we would be without heartache, but He promised to be with us in the difficulties of life. I look on the world today, and you can too. There's a lot of rapid advancements and innovations in technology that have altered our world. Our lives have been radically altered. In my short life, and I know there are some of you all that have seen a whole lot more than I have, but there's been a lot of changes. Young people, children, I grew up without internet. We grew up before cell phones. And we survived. We grew up without... I remember when we lived here in Shawnee the first time I got a pager. So if someone needed to contact us, and we walked around with that little beeper on our belt, do you know that there's been a lot of changes? We grew up without social media, and I would say it was better without it. But the innovations and changes in our world have changed the way we relate with one another. It has changed relationships. It has changed how we understand each other. Society has developed easier ways to live in perspective. Medical care and advancements have lengthened the average lifespan. There have been amazing surgical advancements in robotics. So many new ways and experiences available, from Uber to electric cars to nanotechnology. You just have to open up and read just a little bit in the newspapers and magazines and news articles. And it is amazing. As I drove here this evening, I know we all come from different backgrounds. Some of us come from the city and some from the country. I'm still amazed at the robotic lawnmowers. You start seeing more and more, just they're about this big and no one has to be out there, and they're just out mowing the yard. And I'm not into tractors, but maybe it's a tractor that you look at, and the advancements in tractors is pretty phenomenal too. The things that are within that cab. There's been so many changes that have taken place. The internet, massive amount of information that's there. I don't know what kind of phone you have. You might have a flip phone, and if you do, you're probably better off. But you know, we carry around, here's one sitting right here. A phone has access to so much information in our world. Some of you may have Alexa in your home. Google at home. Sitting around saying, well, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Alexa, what's the temperature tomorrow? And you have the information right there at your fingertips. Almost anything you want to know. I remember when we cleaned out my library. And we got rid of some how-to-do-it books. How to plumb. How to do carpentry. And it was kind of hard to get rid of those. But, you know, I don't need them anymore. My children don't need them because they just pull up a YouTube video that shows you how to do it. And so the books, they're not there anymore. And yet, our world is still broken. We have all this information. And husbands and wives so often are still not getting along. Children are still being abused. People are still turning to drugs and alcohol, and I have no stones to throw because there's something inside their heart that's needing something to satisfy. They're not finding it with the drugs and alcohol, and it's why they have to come out with something more and more. Our world is still... And this isn't just out in the world, folks. We can cover it up with nice clothes and smiles here tonight. There is more and more emotional problems in our world today. There are so many people that are hurting and in pain. And what it tells me tonight is all of the information that we have access to. And all of the inventions and all of the technology, it's still not meeting the needs that we have in our spirits. I don't know how many churches there are in Prague. But if it's like most towns, you just go down the road a block or two and you will find a group of people that are teaching and believing something. And you can go and you can church shop and you can look around and find this one and find that. But folks, with all of the choices, religion is still not satisfying the deepest needs of mankind. And you know that applies to us here tonight too. We're gathered under this tent and we are desperate for the anointing and the blessings of God. But religions will never satisfy the deepest needs of our spirit. People are less content than they've ever been. With all of the advancements, it seems like that people are just miserable. They're looking for something to satisfy that which is deep. A quieter car, faster computer, more thrilling roller coaster. Maybe it's that fancy tractor. But it's still not doing it. It's still not meeting the needs. More education? More knowledge? Is that going to fix the problems of our world tonight? So where are we going to go this evening? Where are we going to turn? With our sin? With our failures? And folks, we can dress up failure pretty good tonight. We know how to cover it with a smile and a song and a shout. And all the time, there may be a deep need that we have in our hearts. So where are we going to go? Our world is hurting. Does Google have the answer tonight? We're going to find it with we can just get something a little bit better. Is that going to answer the problems that we have? No. Is it going to be another seminar? And I'm not saying anything's wrong with some of these things. I'm not saying something's wrong. Now, there are places we've got to be real careful. But is the answer going to come to, because of another seminar? Some of the people that have been the biggest said, oh, there's this new seminar. It'll fix your marriage. And I've watched their marriages and what's happened. And I've discovered something. The seminar's not meeting the needs of people's marriage problems. Is there good there? Yes, there is some. But is it meeting the need? It's not sufficient. It's not sufficient. Some of the very people that have taught those seminars, I've looked them up. And those that were just being lifted up in the news years ago, I see where they've fallen away. into the very things that they were trying other people not to do. We tell Alexa tonight, you all know who Alexa is, play some soothing music. And the music starts to play. It's not meeting the needs of our hearts, saints, folks. It's not meeting the needs. And so I open my Bible. And I began to read, and I see that people back then were broken and hurting and desperate for something more. Just like we are tonight. Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Saul was speaking, and he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? O wretched man! And I look at that, and Saul was an extremely educated man. But in his education, he was still wretched. Some of the most wretched people today are some of the most intelligent. It's not found there. If I could just have a little more riches, or be a little more educated, or have a little bit higher IQ, it's not where the answer's found. Saul had the education, and that's not all that he had. Saul had religion. He was of the strictest sect of the Pharisees. He was strict. He had standards in his life. He had doctrine. He had been raised knowing that you do this and you don't do that, and he adhered to it, and yet we find that he still said, I'm wretched. Tonight we can have the doctrines, and they can be good doctrines. They can be doctrines from the Word of God, but folks, doctrines by themselves will not satisfy the deepest needs of our hearts. And we can come into a fellowship of people and find commonality. And we can raise our children this way. And our children can be wretched. It's because doctrine by itself does not satisfy. Doctrine by itself does not minister to the pain that I have when I face life. Doctrine does not wipe the tears out of my eyes when I'm suffering. So what are we going to do? Paul went on to answer his own question when he said, who shall deliver me? The answer to the deepest needs tonight, from wherever we're from, whatever our background, whatever church you attend, Paul said this, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You say, Brother Michael, that's pretty simple preaching. If we move away from the simplicity of Jesus Christ, we will have nothing left among us except a form of godliness, and we will become wretched, and we will have standards, and we will have doctrines, and we will go to bed, and the tears will flow, and we'll find ourselves looking for an answer. And this is the reason people that have grown up knowing much truth have walked away from that, because they never found the real answer. Tonight, there is an answer, and I thank God it is through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not going to be in the seminars, in the self-help books. It's not going to be found in, well, maybe if I go over to this group of people, and maybe there's a minister over here that can just give me what I need, or maybe it's my wife, and if she was just different, it would take care of my problems. Tonight, the answer is found in Jesus Christ, and it gives us hope tonight, that for all of the needs in our world today, there's an answer to wretchedness. There's an answer to those that do not have peace in their spirits tonight. And the answer is found in Jesus Christ. I thank God for that. The title of the message the Lord gave me is this: Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the answer tonight. Jesus said over in John chapter 16, verse 33, He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. Jesus tonight has overcome the world. Jesus came that through Him we might have peace. They sang the song, Have You Heard That He Loves You? Have you heard that there's a solution to the hurting heart tonight? There is healing for those that are in pain. There is healing for those that are suffering. We live in a world of sin, but Jesus is still the peace giver. And you know, the peace that Jesus came to give us means that I can go to bed, and when the tears come, and they still do, but I have a friend that comes and comforts and encourages and helps me get up and face another day. There is a friend tonight that when the burden gets heavy, there is a friend in Jesus Christ that will come and walk with you through your burdens. He will help carry your load. He will be there if there is sin in your life, in something that has held you bondage. There is one in Jesus Christ tonight that can come and set you free from the power of sin. Education can't do it. Church service can't do it. The ministry can't do it. But Jesus Christ tonight can do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Thank the Lord for that. This is the message that could transform. This is reality that could transform our world. Jesus Christ. If we would open up our hearts and say, Lord, I've worked and I've tried and I've bit my tongue and I've put forth effort and I've done this and I've done that. If we can just come and say, Lord Jesus, I'm desperate. And I'm wretched. And I'm hurting. And I'm in pain, and I'm not at peace, and I'm not content with where I am. There is one that loves you. In our songbook, there's a song that says, in Jesus, I found a sweet rest. Tonight, true rest is going to come from Jesus Christ. True rest is going to come when we come to the peace giver and ask Him and yield ourselves to Him. You remember the story, and we won't take the time to read it, but it's found over in Mark in the 5th chapter. Jesus went out to the island, to an island, and there was a man called Legion. He was possessed with devils. He had many spirits. He was full of unclean spirits, the Scripture said. And he was out dwelling in the tombs, and no man, the Scripture says, could bind him. Man did not have the ability to set this man free from what he had him bound up inside. And Jesus spoke. Not a big production. He spoke and demanded and commanded that the evil spirits depart out of that man. And those evil spirits departed and ran into the swine. And it said that the man, he put on clothes. See, he wasn't in his right mind. Do you know that sin will warp our thinking tonight? And we look on people that are bound in sin and say, is there even any hope for them? The answer is yes, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because when Jesus comes on the scene, things can change. And it said the people saw him, and he was in his right mind. And it said they were afraid. It was because they didn't understand what had happened. Tonight, do you know that Jesus Christ is still doing that? Yeah. Someone testified this morning in service that they'd met a woman that had met Jesus Christ. They were in a park. And they said, we started talking to this woman, and she had been bound with alcohol, and she had been a prostitute, and she had been wrecked with, her life was wrecked with sin, and she met Jesus. And she forsook her sin, and she was completely transformed and had a desire to follow the Lord and please Him. How did that happen? It wasn't the education system. It wasn't all of the inventions of our world. It was Jesus Christ. And tonight, Jesus is still setting the captive free. Have you seen it? Have you seen those? And people say, well, that was just we read in the Bible and that was in days gone by. No, it wasn't. Jesus is still setting people free from sin. And when there are those, if there's anyone tonight, that there's something that's bound you. There's something that you're addicted to. That's what sin does. But there is an answer in Jesus Christ tonight that He can set you free. Jesus shed His blood. And He came and through His blood, He cleansed us from all iniquity. Working this week trying to get some stain off an old fence. And every time when I would just take a little break from the office and go out, I put on the same shirt. We washed it every day. But put on the same shirt because it had stains in it. And finally Renee told me yesterday, she said, Michael, we just need to throw this shirt away. Because there's no hope. It's gone. Because of the stains. Do you know how often the enemy would like to convince us of that in our world today? Yeah. People that have sin in their life and it looks like there's so many tangles, there's no way out. And the enemy says, there's no hope. Folks, the blood of Jesus can still cleanse the sinner from all their sin tonight. Where there has been no hope, there is still hope in Jesus Christ. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it tonight? Have your eyes seen the power of Jesus Christ? It's not what man can do. It's like when Peter and John were walking into the temple and there was a lame man by the temple gate called Beautiful. And he looked up expecting to receive alms of them when they said, look on us. And Peter looked on him and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as we have, give I unto thee. You remember what he said after that?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And they lifted, went out and took hold of that man's hand and they lifted him up. And he went leaping and shouting and praising God. How did that happen? It was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There is still that same power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
last week, someone from Germany sent an email and they were feeling very overwhelmed. They were going to an asylum. There was someone that was possessed with the devil. And one of the reasons we knew that was because they had been messing and dabbling with some religious spirits. And when they began to hear voices after those interactions, that's a telltale sign. And he was overwhelmed. He was like, what do I do? Because you feel helpless in the face of sin. Do you remember in your own life? What do I can't? I'm wretched. I want to stop. I want to get deliverance and just find myself. Just keep going back. Do you know that it's natural to feel helpless and incapable? But the good news is that there is still power in the name of Jesus Christ. I have seen the devil possessed set free because of the name of Jesus. Over and over and over. And we say, does God still do that today? He still does it today. I know we could go around here in this assembly tonight and we could start testifying. Do you know that many of us are only here this evening because Jesus Christ did something in our lives that we could not do for ourselves? There is still power tonight in the name of Jesus. And if you have lost hope, if it seems like that there's nowhere to turn and you've been seeking and looking, the answer is still found in Jesus Christ. Just like the woman that had the issue of blood, that she came, that she had, the Scripture says that she had spent all that she had, and she had suffered at the hands of many physicians. See, this woman had a condition in her body, and everywhere that she heard there might be an answer, she was running. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe this one can fix it. I'll go to this church and that church and this seminar and that seminar, and I'll try this and I'll read this book and I'll do that. That's exactly the place that that woman was in. And then it said that she heard of Jesus. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press. And it said that she touched the hem of His garment and she was made whole. Simple, not complicated. How did it happen? Because she placed her faith in Jesus Christ. And I wonder this evening how many of us are searching and looking and trying. And the answer is right here, saints.
Yeah.
Folks, sinner, backslider, child of God, the answer's in Jesus Christ. The things that we cannot do, there is still power in the name of Jesus Christ. She had been seeking and searching, but when she heard, I can just imagine the hope that sprang up within her spirit. I can just imagine, it's like, maybe this will work. I heard about this man. Thanks be to God tonight, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is still in the business of transforming. Jesus is still the answer tonight. Would you turn with me to the book of Mark? The book of Mark in the 10th chapter, in the 46th verse. It said, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, it was speaking about Christ. It said, with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. I've got a problem. I have a need. There's something that I've tried and I've searched and I'm still blind. You know, sometimes it's not the physical blindness. There's going to be physical problems that we still face in life sometimes. But do you know tonight that it is the will of God to still bring deliverance to everybody that's bound by sin? It is God's will to heal the broken heart. It is God's will to comfort those that are hurting. It's God's will tonight. And blind Bartimaeus sat there begging, and it said when he heard that it was Jesus. Just imagine the blind man sitting on the side of the road, and all of a sudden they heard this cacophony of sounds. And he said, what is that noise we hear? And they said, well, there's a big multitude of people coming down the road. It's like, what's going on? What's happening? What is happening? What's happening down that road? And they said, it's Jesus. He said, Jesus? The one that we have heard has been healing? The one that has been casting out devils? The one that has been working miracles? That Jesus?
Yes.
And he began to wait, and as that crowd, that noise got louder and louder. See, he didn't know when Jesus was passing by. He didn't know exactly where in that multitude Christ was, and so he started to cry out. And it said, he cried out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And there were many around that told him, he said that he should hold his peace. Don't bother, just be quiet. Just go along. Just go along. And it said he cried out the louder. And Jesus stood still with all of the noise that was around about. Jesus heard the cry of the one that was in need. And it said, he stood still, and he called unto him. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Do you know tonight that the Lord Jesus is looking not just on us collectively, but he's looking on each one of us individually.
Yes, he is.
And he knows where we're at. He knows the sin. He knows the failure. He knows the standard of life that we have. He knows the pain, and he knows the hurting. And if we will cry out to Jesus, it said he stood still and he called and he said, come here. Have you heard your name being called by the Savior? Have you heard in the middle of your addictions, in the middle of your sin, in the middle of your pain, that desire for something more, and you felt this drawing? Do you know that that's Christ Jesus calling your name? And it said, Jesus answered and he said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Jesus asked him a question. What do you want me to do for you? Do you know that Jesus tonight is still our answer? And he's asking us this evening, what do you want me to do for you? And sometimes our answer is, Lord, I've tried so many times, tried to make changes in my life. I followed a lot of doctrines. I've come to church services. And I've done all of these things, and it just seems like that I'm still not free. I'm still not happy. I'm still not at peace in my spirit. And I really don't know what else to do. And the Lord's saying, what do you want me to do for you? It's, Lord, I need my broken heart healed. Lord, I need to find some strength, because it seems like I keep falling, and I need some strength that goes beyond myself. Lord, I need you to set me free from some things. Lord, I maybe I'm saved, but Lord, I've been struggling so much and I need something more. And so Jesus asked, "What would thou that I do unto thee?" And the blind man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Lord, this is what I need. And I will freely acknowledge tonight there have been times in my life that I've come and cried out to the Lord with some very specific needs. Lord, saved people can get bound up sometimes. Lord, I need some deliverance here. Lord, I'm hurting and I need you to come and minister to me. And then there have been the times that I've come to the Lord and said, "Lord, I don't even know what it is I need. But I know I don't have what I need. Lord, I don't even know how to put into words, but I know there's something more." And do you know the Lord knows what our need is tonight? And if maybe you don't know how to put it into words, but your heart is crying out for something, the answer's not out there. The answer's not out in the world, but the answer is still in Jesus Christ. And so the man said, "Lord, I want to receive my sight. I want to see." And it said, Jesus said to him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Thy faith. This faith in what? His faith in Jesus Christ. That is our faith tonight. That's what this is all about. It's not about religion. It's not about what a group teaches and what this one does and what... No, this all comes back down to a simple foundation of Jesus Christ, that there's healing, there's deliverance, there's salvation, and then all of the other stuff comes about because, Lord, now my desire is to follow You and please You. But if we don't start with Jesus Christ, and if we don't end with Jesus Christ, all we're going to have is a mess, and we too will be wretched. Oh, wretched man that I am. And the Lord's saying, "What can I do for you?" Lord, this is my need. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed him. And the Lord is still calling for us tonight because Jesus is still the answer. And when people ask of you, "What do? I'm hopeless." You have an answer.
Yes.
It's in Jesus Christ. There's still power in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's one thing to tell someone else, but it's one thing when I hear Jesus passing my way, just cry out and say, "Lord, I have a need." And I wonder, as we sing a song tonight, if there's someone that hears the Lord passing by our way tonight and is willing to say, "Lord, I need some help." And I'll tell you, the devil's the one, as we sit here in meetings like this, it's the enemy that's just telling us, just be quiet. You know, what's everybody going to think about you? Or they may not know exactly. Lord, I don't care. I have a need in my heart, and Lord, I need you to do something for me, folks. Jesus Christ will meet with you if you will cry out to him. May the Lord bless you. Amen.